My aviation journey, curious bystander to airshow enthusiast and warbird restorer. In my late 30s, life took an unexpected turn when I found myself living at the end of the runway of our local aero club. The constant hum of aircraft, ranging from nimble trainers to burly warbirds, became an everyday soundtrack, seeping into my consciousness and sparking a fascination that I hadn't anticipated. Watching these machines soar overhead, I couldn't help but wonder what it would feel like to be at the controls, guiding an aircraft through the open skies. Driven by curiosity and the persistent allure of aviation, I finally resolved to visit the Aero Club. What I expected to be a casual inquiry quickly transformed into much more. Upon entering the club rooms, I was warmly welcomed and immediately swept up in the camaraderie of the members. Before I knew it, I found myself joining a side group with an ambitious vision to transform a modest South Island fly-in event, traditionally an open day for aircraft owners to showcase their planes, into a full-fledged air show. The plan was bold yet exhilarating. Our goal was to hold the air show on alternate years, complementing the already well-established event in Wanaka. The prospect of creating something new for the aviation community, drawing in enthusiasts, pilots, and families from all over, was incredibly exciting. There was a palpable sense of anticipation as we brainstormed, networked, and planned the logistics to bring our vision to life. But the adventure didn't stop there. Among our club members were three passionate individuals working on a project that truly captured my imagination, restoring a World War II Hurricane fighter. Their dedication was infectious, and I eagerly threw myself into the restoration effort, boots and all. Being part of this project meant immersing myself in history, learning the intricacies of vintage aircraft, and collaborating with people whose expertise and enthusiasm knew no bounds. The first time I truly realized what I was getting myself into was the day we went to Kaleka, a battered but beautiful warbird from a farm in Rangatira. We loaded her onto a large car transport trailer, and as we made the long drive back to Blenheim, the reactions from passers-by were unforgettable. People stared in surprise and curiosity, some even pulling over to take a closer look once they recognized what was on the trailer. The spectacle didn't end there. The next day, with the aircraft parked right on my front lawn, crowds of onlookers gathered, drawn by the rare sight. Their excitement and amazement mirrored my own, and it was in that moment that I fully understood how special, and how public, this journey would be. One of our group members would eventually go on to work with Peter Jackson, helping to build his remarkable collection of historic flying machines, which also filled the skies at our air shows along with so many other things that Peter Jackson would send us. It was both humbling and inspiring to contribute alongside such talented company, and I gained a deep appreciation for the craftsmanship and perseverance required to bring these legendary aircraft back to life. The story of that Hurricane is nothing short of incredible. Today, she resides proudly at the Blenheim Air Museum, serving as a centerpiece and a testament to the dedication of her restorers. Over the years, she has become a major attraction at air shows in Blenheim, delighting crowds and keeping the memory of wartime aviation alive for new generations. Looking back, I realize how transformative those years were. My chance residence at the end of a runway opened doors to new friendships, unique experiences, and a deeper connection with New Zealand's rich aviation heritage. Whether it was helping to launch a new air show or playing a part in restoring a piece of history, each moment was filled with excitement and discovery, proof that sometimes life's most rewarding journeys begin with a single step or flight into the unknown. And yes, I did learn to fly during my time at the Aero Club. There are some outstanding stories from those days, like the morning of my very first solo flight, which happened to be the day I got married. Strangely enough, I don't remember much about the wedding itself, but I remember every moment of flying that plane alone for the first time. The feeling of lifting off, knowing I was in control, was simply unforgettable and remains one of my most cherished memories from those formative aviation years. It was pointed out to me later that day things may have turned out differently should I have messed up in that flight. The gravity of the risks involved became clear in hindsight, making me appreciate even more the importance of preparation, skill, and respect for the machines we drive or fly, but more importantly, the decisions and directions we take in our lives.